California is close to requiring independent investigations anytime police kill an unarmed civilian. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. It's a move that would strip authority from local prosecutors. A proposal that easily passed the state Senate with bipartisan support has faced opposition from a number of police groups, including Attorney General Xavier Becerra. A study shows California's stay-at-home order seems to have saved some wildlife as decreased traffic resulted in fewer collisions with mountain lions, deer, and other large mammals. A study by the Road Ecology Center at UC Davis found traffic declined by about 75% after the emergency health regulation went into effect in March. Hot, dry weather returning to parts of Northern California threatened to make conditions worse for firefighters who struggle to contain massive wildfires after a brief cooling trend. Fires burning north of San Francisco have scorched 586 square miles of brush and trees, destroyed more than 1,200 homes and other structures, and killed five people. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Recently, Humboldt County Drug Task Force seized 3.75 pounds of methamphetamine during a search warrant service on the 2300 block of Fieldbrook Road in Fieldbrook. They just recently arrested 45-year-old Rita Doolittle from Hoopa, also 43-year-old Jeremiah Ward from Blue Lake on probation in Humboldt County with a search and seizure. Arcata Recreation Division offering free physically distant outdoor groups for new parents through Arcata Play Center this fall. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.